"How are you feeling, Mr. Jackson?" Hall asked. The old man blinked his eyes and looked at Hall in his plastic suit.
"All right. Not the best, but all right."
He gave a wry grin. "Up to talking a little?"
About what?
Piedmont.
What about it?
That night, Hall said, the night it all happened.
They all died, didn't they?
Not all. One other survived. Hall nodded to the crib next to Jackson. Jackson peered over at the bundle of blankets.
Who's that?
A baby.
Baby? Must be the Ritter child. Jamie Ritter. A real little heller. Just like the old man. Old Ritter likes to kick up a storm and his kids the same way. Squall and morning, noon and night. I remember he was squalling like the dickens that night.
What night?
The night Charlie Thomas brought the damn thing in. We all seen it, of course. Came down like one of them shooting stars, all glowing, and landed just to the north. Everybody was excited. Charlie Thomas went off to get it.
And then what happened?
Well, we all gathered around looking at it. I reckon it must be one of them space things. And Charlie says, "Let's give it to Doc." That's Doc Benedict. He's the town doctor. Yeah. It was about 8:30 and it all started up, you see. I was already at the gas station, having a chat with Al, who was working at the pump that night. Suddenly he shouts, "Oh, God, my head!" Yeah. He runs up outside and falls down right there in the street. Not a word from him. Then they all started coming out. I believe Mrs. Langdon, the widow Langdon, was next. After that, I don't recall. There were so many of them just pouring outside, it seemed like. And they just grabbed their chests and fall like they slipped. Heard the baby crying, so I knew not everybody could be dead. And then I saw the general.
The general?
We just called him that. He wasn't an old general, just been in the war and liked to be remembered. Older than me is. Nice fella. Peter Arnold. Steady as a rock all his life. And he's standing by the porch all got up in his military clothes. And he says, "What the hell's happening? Japs coming in?" So I says, "Peter, you going loco?" And he says he don't feel too good. And he goes inside. Of course, he must have gone loco because he shot himself. But others went loco, too. It was a disease.
How do you know? Hall asked.
People don't burn themselves or drown themselves if they got sense, do they? All them in that town were good, normal folks until that night. Then they just seemed to go crazy.
And what did you do?
I thought to myself, "Peter, you're dreaming. You had too much to drink." So I went home and I got into bed. About 10 o'clock, I hear a noise. It's a car, so I go outside to see who it is. Some kind of car, you know, one of those vans. Two fellers inside. I go up to them, and damn, but they don't fall over dead. Scariest thing you ever saw. But it's funny.
What's funny?
That was the only other car to come through all night. Normally, there's lots of cars.
There was another car?
Yep. Willis. Highway patrol. He came through about 15-30 seconds before it all started.
Jackson sighed and let his head fall back against the pillow.
"Now," he said, "if you don't mind, I'm gonna get me some sleep. I'm all talked out."